Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary greetings and hope tech. And welcome to the Word from the Point Gold Cup Network Blog Talk Radio Show and Podcast. My name is Kwame Benton, and I am going to be your host today on this Monday, November the 2nd, 2020. And I'm excited as always, and it is also an honor to be here to share once again with you some information that we hope will help empower you, motivate you, so that you can take control of your family's financial future so that you can live a life of abundance while helping others along the way. The last thing I said is the most important part, because you can only keep what you have by giving it away. And what are we giving away? Information, because we're in the information age. So today is Monday's mission, and what we want to do is we want to help you get your money back. That's what we want to do, help you get your money back. Now, before we explain to you how you're going to get your money back, let me quickly explain to you what we do in this company that I'm really excited to be a part of, and it is called Freebay. And some of you may have known that I've been with another company for the last couple of years called Carrot Bars International. Well, for those who do not know, Carrot Bars International has evolved. We have evolved. We are still a gold-saving company. We save in gold. This is what we do. We save in gold, we tell a lot of people, and we all make a lot of money because we're practicing group economics and we're building generational wealth. Now, why do we save gold? Because gold is a safe store of value and wealth. It is a way to protect your cash, your labor, from this thing called inflation. Now, what is inflation? For those who do not know what inflation is, it's like when you go into a store that you haven't probably shopped in or looking for an item that you hadn't bought in a while, and you see that the price of that item is not the same as it was the last time you purchased it. It's gone up in price. Not necessarily in value, but in price. Now, that's kind of an illusion, because the price didn't really go up. What happened is, if you're in the United States or any other country that has a fiat currency, it has lost its value. So it takes more of the same of these are paper, cotton, to buy the same thing than it did. So this right here is what we call a liability. Now, what I have here, for those who cannot see this live stream, I'm showing a U.S. dollar. Now I'm going to show some gold. This is gold. This is 2/10 of a gram of gold. We call that cash gold. Now, this is a 1/10 of a gram of gold. Now, when I acquired this a few years ago, I think I exchanged maybe about $5 and 20 U.S. dollars, something around there. Let's just say $5 and 50 U.S. dollars. Well, today, this 1/10 of a gram of gold is valued at around $7 US dollars or $7.50 US dollars. While this paper that's made out of cotton fiber has lost its value in the last couple of years because of inflation. Let me give you an example. If you had $100,000 in cash, you stuck it under your mattress in 1932, and you pulled it out today in 2020, You know, it have a purchasing power of about $2,000 compared to what it had in 1932, $100,000. You was balling in 1932 with $100,000. Now, just say you took that $100,000 and you converted it into gold in 1932, and you pulled it out, and you took it to a gold dealer and cashed it in for some fiat currency. Do you know you would have about $4 million U.S. dollars for that same amount of gold that you stashed in 1932? So why do we save paper? Because the system, the educational system, told us to. Basically, that's why we do. You know, we all got this plan that they gave us, and that's to go to school, get education, not knocking education, and go look for a job. And I'm not looking for a job. And then put your money in a bank and start and save for when you retire so you have a savings. Now, how many of us actually follow that plan? How many of us actually have money saved in the bank? Very few. Do you know the majority of people in the United States have less than $500 saved after working 20 years on a job? Because we never learned wealth principle number one, and that's to pay yourself first. But you want to make sure you pay yourself in a asset, something that's going to outpace inflation. And gold, my friend, is a tier one asset. It's the premier asset. Now, you have an opportunity today now, because you're on the Sprint stream, to open up a free gold savings account. Let me repeat that, a free gold savings account, and start saving as little as a tenth of a gram of gold at a time. This is what we call a tenth of a gram of gold. Right here embedded in this is a tenth of a gram of gold. This is what I call the Gabriel Freedom Award card that I give out to some of the people when they reach a certain criteria in the network by helping others. Helping others get free from the current system of debt so that we can build generational wealth and so we can all live a life of abundance and not fall for that 40-40-40 scam that we all have been programmed to follow. And for those who do not know what the 40-40 plan is, it has collapsed, okay? Let me tell you that. It has collapsed because now the average time on a job is about 4.5 years. And with the 40-40 plan is that at one point in time, you could work for 40 years on a job, probably the same job, basically, for 40 hours a week. Because at that time, they were allowing you to work 40 hours so that you can have benefits. Well, today, most jobs don't even let you work those 40 hours, so they don't have to pay you any benefits. And I'm talking about health benefits. And then you retire and living off of 40% of the income that you basically struggled to live off for those 40 years. Well, that's collapsed because the average lifetime on the job now is about 4.5 years with no benefits. So what is going to be your plan? Okay, what is going to be your plan? So back to that question that people ask, well, how do I get my money back if I turn it into gold? Well, gold is money. That's how you get your money back, people. You take this U.S. dollar, Federal Reserve note, fiat currency that historically has all failed, have returned to zero in value, and you simply log into your account and you exchange it for real physical gold, something that's eternal, something that won't burn, something that's always been here since the beginning of this planet. All the gold that was created when the planet was created is still here today. But there have been thousands and thousands of fiat currencies throughout history that have all failed. And eventually, this is going to be worthless. If you think about it, it's really only holding on to its last breath because it's lost 98% of its buying power. You've lost 98% of your power as a human, as a being, as a person, you'd be on life support. And the only thing that's holding this dollar, this right here, this fiat currency, is war and more war and more war to rob and pillage other indigenous countries of their resources. You see, we have a, I'm not even going to that yet, but so that's how you get your money back. And we want to help you get your money back and start saving, practicing wealth principle number one, pay yourself first. Did you know that in the book called The Richest Man in Babylon, it says that a portion of everything you earn should be yours to keep. You should save at least 10% of your income, but you want to make sure you save it as an asset, not a liability, not something that takes away your wealth, but something that adds to your wealth. And gold is it. If you look at the Constitution of the United States, you'll see that gold is real money. Everything else is credit. That's what J.P. Morgan said. And when I ask a person what is real money, most people don't even know. Only 1% of the population owns real gold. And do you know the older you get, the closer you're getting losing your job, because no employee is obligated to employ you for the rest of your life. And if they can find a way to replace you for somebody that can do the same thing for less, they'll do that. You may love your job, but your job doesn't love you. All right, so if you don't learn to make money while you sleep, you're going to be working until you, for somebody else, until you can't work anymore. So which direction are you headed? Are you headed to the direction of allowing your money to start working for you, or do you want to continue working for money until you can't work for it no more? We offer you an opportunity to get free and help others get free from the current system of debt. See, debt is another form of slavery. You see, gold is the money of kings and queens, and silver is the money of gentlemen, and barter is the money of peasants, and debt is the money of slaves. I know you don't want to hear that, but we're here to give you the truth and nothing but the truth. If you're working for a dollar and that's all you're doing, then you're wasting your time. You need to learn how to get out of the rat race and get in the fast lane by practicing group economics and open up your home business. Because we have a new economy, people. There's going to be a lot of jobs lost because of artificial intelligence and technology. So you need to look for another way to earn, and we have the perfect business. And that's not all we do is save gold. We have the Evo Academy that can teach you now how to become an entrepreneur, train you how to become successful. We also have the Cryptocurrency Academy. We can teach you about new money, cryptocurrency, the blockchain, the future of money. There's a book by Dr. Harold Seitz called The Future of Money. I suggest you get in and read it, because we're in a new age, people. Times have changed. Are you going to change, or are you going to be left out? The greatest wealth transfer in those who know are accumulating as much gold as we can, as often as we can. We're getting cryptocurrency because eventually these dollar bills are going to completely be dead. But we who have gold will always have money. And that's just a historical fact. You don't have to believe me, okay? You can do your own research. So my mission is to continue to share this great information and to find one gold saver who wants to take control of their family's financial future, live a life of abundance, and help others along the way learn the power of gold to get you free. My name is Kwame Benton. We'll be back again here on Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, like always, to share with you some information and hope to motivate you and inspire you to take control of your life. So we want to help you get your money back. We don't want your money. We want you to want your money. We have presentation today at 12 p.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on goldrocks.info. Ask me or the person that shared this with you for the password, put into our presentation. And we also have the power call at 10:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be safe, peace, power, and love. Thank you.
We are at 8:45 today. We are at